Proclamation number 5724, dated the July 16th, 1953. Salvation through Jesus Christ. Every human being can redeem himself if he so wants, yet he cannot do so without Jesus Christ. Hence Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, but if the human being does not want it himself, the act of salvation at the cross was in vain for him. Only the human will brings it into effect. It is imperative that the human will first strives towards salvation through Jesus Christ. Only then can he be assured that he will be redeemed. No human being has been excluded. No person needs to continue without freedom, because the man Jesus Christ died on the cross so that the whole of humanity, all human beings of past, present and future, can be redeemed from their guilt, and no one has been bought. But salvation does not occur against the human will, and the will is only strengthened through Jesus Christ. Consequently, he inevitably has to be acknowledged as God's Son and Savior of the world, otherwise his help will not be requested, otherwise the blessings of his act of salvation will not be called upon. Because in the unredeemed state he is held in bondage by a dark force, his will for good is restrained and he is a slave to him who is his Lord, so that he complies with his will and as a result offends against divine order with heartless thoughts and actions. It is the will of the still constrained human being, which is wrongly directed. Due to his misguided love, he only desires what pulls him down but not what elevates him. His restraints constantly pull downward, and if he wants to ascend then he has to be liberated from his chains. He is to be free from the force which controls him. He is to be redeemed and can redeem himself with the strength of love. But this is extremely weak in a human being and can only be strengthened when the person calls on him who has overcome this power by his death on the cross, when he calls on the Lord to whom this power is inferior. Jesus Christ, the divine Savior and conqueror of death, the constrained state and helplessness. By his death on the cross he has acquired unlimited blessings which he shares with everyone who desires them. And by using these blessings the will becomes strengthened, which enables the person to carry out deeds of love, to acquire God's strength, which will inevitably help him to ascend and liberate him from the chains which had held him captive. He has redeemed himself through Jesus Christ, or he is willing to let himself be redeemed by Jesus Christ, to benefit from his sacrifice on the cross. He has delivered himself through the blood of Jesus from all guilt which had subjected him to the force of the power, which is God's adversary and which therefore also had to be overcome by God himself. If Jesus Christ is not acknowledged as Son of God and Savior of the world, God's adversary maintains his grip on the person, be it on earth or in the beyond. And this means that the soul remains in a sphere which will be without light for eternity, that the soul can never become enlightened, that it is without freedom and strength and can no longer change its situation by itself, that it is condemned, until it is approached by a Savior. And this Savior once again is Jesus Christ, because only he has the strength to liberate the soul from the power of his adversary. Yet again the soul has to want this itself. It is to call on him when, due to an exceptionally weak gleam of light, it remembers the man Jesus in a flash, who is known on earth as the Savior and Redeemer of humanity. With its cry it acknowledges him. It is a call in greatest need, which the divine Savior hears and whose work of salvation benefits this soul from now on to inasmuch as he liberates it from its torment. You humans on earth should not bypass Jesus Christ, because you will only delay your salvation, which you sooner or later have to accept, because you cannot be redeemed without Jesus Christ. but you yourselves have to want to be redeemed by him. This will can arise in you on earth if you are taught about him correctly, about the significance of his crucifixion and your attitude towards the act of salvation, because he will forever remind people of himself, and the references to him during the last days can be heard with such urgency, that every human being should seriously consider whether he can accept responsibility for his attitude towards Jesus Christ. He should ask for information in regards to the problem of God's human manifestation and salvation, then he will also receive an acceptable explanation, but he should not be so arrogant as to make a rash judgment and abandon everything in relation to Jesus Christ. Sooner or later he will have to take the path to him. But his remorse will be extremely painful if he does not realize his error until he is in the beyond, if he himself extends the state of his torment by his rejection of him, who alone can release him from his hardship. As soon as the human being on earth, or even in the beyond, takes the path to Jesus Christ, he will move towards his salvation. But without Jesus Christ he will remain in darkness forever. He cannot rise from the tomb of death until he acknowledges the one who has overcome death. He can only become blessed when he intentionally allows himself to become redeemed by Jesus' blood. Amen.